All things Sylacauga football are here now. This is the Coach Smelly Show, presented by Radio Alabama Sports.
Welcome into the Coach Smelly Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. The Aggies closing out the year tomorrow night on the road at Glenwood Academy. That's over in East Alabama. Our coverage starts at 6:30 on WSGN. We'll also have live video on the Aggie Sports Network Facebook page and YouTube channel. Now joined by Sylacauga football coach Chris Smelly. Coach, a quick look back at last week. The offense started out hot. Defense started off the game. They got a big fourth down stop around the 30-yard line against Elmore County. Offense marches the ball down the field. Beautiful ball from C.J. Franklin to Gabe Harrell in the back of the end zone for the touchdown. The Aggies take a 7-0 lead, but that Elmore County team, man, they're just so physical in the trenches. They got a couple linebackers that run very well sideline to sideline, and they were just tough to overcome.
Yeah, they were they're a good team, and we knew going in that they were going to be a good team and it was going to be a challenge for us. And so we needed things to start out the right way, and they really kind of did there for us. And then we started to sputter a little bit offensively, which you're going to do that some when you're playing against a good football team, which Elmore County certainly has. And I think the big swing of momentum in the game was about halfway through the second quarter. We were down 13-7 and needed a big stop heading into halftime. And we were getting the ball coming out in the third quarter and just couldn't quite make the plays that we needed to make. You just got to have guys that step up, and sometimes you need that negative play. You need a sack. You need a tackle for a loss, and just couldn't get it done. And so a little bit of our focus, our intensity, and the effort that we needed there against a really good football team wasn't quite there. And so, that's been an issue for us at times this year. And just being able to sustain it, sustain the energy, when things are going good, when things are going bad, play level-headed and consistent. And that was kind of a big momentum shift there in the second quarter that we couldn't quite overcome. And so I think heading into week 10 with a matchup against a really good Glenwood team, like you said, they're an undefeated squad. We're going to have to come out and play well, but they look to me a lot like some of our good region teams. They're big up front on both sides. They play extremely hard. They've got some guys that can run the ball and got to tackle consistently. A number of guys that if you have a missed tackle, they can turn it into a really big play. And so, I also see this game as a game that we should go down there and compete really well, find a way to give ourselves a chance to win the ball game. It would be, I think, a big way to end the season, finishing on a strong note here. And would love to see it for our seniors to go out the right way and also just to carry some of that momentum over into the offseason.
Isn't that just really, I think, the what it is for you guys, man? I think you just really want to see your guys compete this week. You want to see them try to finish strong. Sometimes, man, there is a talent differential. Sometimes you're outsized on the offensive and defensive lines. I know we've talked extensively about some of your goals in your second full off season here for the Aggies. But I do think that's the key thing, not that you want to see, but the community would like to see, as well as your guys come out on this ball game Friday night and just compete, knowing that it's the last time they're going to strap it up in the 2024 season.
I mean, high school football is a real special. It's a special sport, man. It's 98% of guys don't get to put shoulder pads on again. There's just something about Friday night lights and being in the state of Alabama, and we love our football and all that kind of stuff. And so it really is special. And I think, hopefully the guys will really realize that and embrace that and leave it all out on the field. And if we do that, we're gonna put ourselves in a chance to win the football game. But we got to have guys that have sensed that, have that urgency to come out and really compete hard at a really high level, and put ourselves in a chance to finish this thing the right way. And we've made some strides this year. We've won more ball games, I think the way that we were able to fight at the end of the season last year was really impressive, and a part of it was fighting to find that first win, and then finish strong. But the win against Piedmont that we had to end the season last year, I think was huge for our momentum and heading into the off season and improving. And this year, man, I feel like more than ever, we're locked in as coaches and as a young team to do the things that are necessary to have the kind of season that you want to have. And our region is really good right now. And you know, you've got to really put that work in. I think we've got a group of younger guys that are hungry to do that.
All right, Coach, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll really break down this Glenwood team, and we'll talk about a lot of the stuff that you want to see in the off season, as this will be the last time we talk to you on the Coach Smelly Show for this football season. Stay with us. This is the Coach Smelly Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Discover the delights at Betty Ruth's Cafe, where Asian, Southern, Mexican, and barbecue flavors meet. Nestled at Allen Brew Markets, a family-owned, locally operated business with 8 locations. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah.
Do you have big plans and dreams to fulfill? You need a home equity line of credit from Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. They're the perfect loans for big plans or consolidating high interest bills. With a rate starting at just 6.5% and 7.29% APR, you can afford to make your dreams come true. Call 256-378-5559 today. Coosa Pines is where you belong. Annual percentage rates vary. Call or visit our website for details and restrictions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Need help on the road? Whether it's light, medium, or heavy towing, Merkle's Anytime Towing is here for you 24/7. From emergency roadside assistance, jump starts and tire changes, to accident recovery, we've got you covered. If you're in Shelby County or Talladega County and need a tow, remember to tell the officer on scene that you want Merkle's. Reliable, fast, and always ready. Merkle's Anytime Towing, your trusted partner on the road. Online at merklesanytimetowing.com.
Welcome back to the Coach Smelly Show. The Aggies on the road at Glenwood tomorrow night. Kickoff set for 7. Our coverage on the Aggie Sports Network starts at 6:30. Audio available on WSGN and the Radio Alabama app. Live video available on YouTube and on Facebook Live on both Aggie Sports Network channels. Coach, this is a good Glenwood team. I know they moved up from AISA to AHSAA this year, but being in that private school world, they're able to maybe pull a little more talent from a lot of different places. There's some big high schools in that area. And sometimes, you know, when teams make that leap, they get some new faces. And this Glenwood team has no shortage of athletes from, you know, East Alabama. They're going to be a tough team tomorrow night.
Yeah, they've got a good squad and, you know, have added a few players, like you said. That presents some challenges. I feel like there's plenty of teams in our region that we've played against that sort of give a similar feel to Glenwood we'll have our guys prepared and ready for that. They're big up front on both sides, present some challenges there of being able to consistently block them. Got some guys that can run the ball. The linebackers are very aggressive. They're a really good team. They look like they're coached very well. You can tell that their guys really enjoy the game of football and put in the work. They got good strong looking boys, and so it is going to be a good challenge. But I'm excited to see, you know, what kind of intensity, desire, want to that we are able to bring. If our guys show up and are ready to play, I'm excited about going and competing in this game and taking our group down there.
What's been the message to the guys? You know, it is the last time, as you mentioned, some of these guys will suit up about 15 to 20 Aggies. Last time they'll put on the Cardinal black and white. What's been the message this week? I was in here earlier, man. You guys were working out hard. They looked like they were amped up, feeling it. How does that translate, and what's been the message to them?
Yeah, the message this week's been about finishing strong. And one of our coaches brought up a great point. We were finishing practice yesterday and just said, hey, at the end of this game, win or lose, you're going to be, shaking hands with the other team, walking across the 50-yard line, as is the normal custom after a football game. And how do you want that guy across from you? What do you want him? What's he going to be thinking about you? You know, win or lose the game. You know, you want that man as he shakes your hand to be able to look at you and say good game and know that he just went through a battle, that you got after it. So being able to finish with that sense of pride and desire to really compete at a high level, I think we got a number of guys that are going to do that. That's been the message. Let's finish the right way and let's get that momentum heading into the off season. You know, we got a number of young guys, a lot of young offensive and defensive linemen that I think are hungry to, you know, they've seen us kind of get pushed around a little bit up front, and are really hungry to sort of switch that around and let us do a little bit of the pushing. So, you know, love to finish this thing with the right momentum heading into the off season, and then we're going to be locked in and getting after it.
So you mentioned the off season. What are some of those key goals that you want to see? You know, I know you want to get bigger, faster, stronger. That's everybody's goals in the off season. What are some of those things that this team is really going to set aside and put on paper that you just know you need to see improvement on before you get started in spring ball in the April, early May?
Well, I know we're excited about continuing the work in the new Aggie Performance Center. So I think having that new weight room and that new facility and space to be able to get after it's going to be important for us. But, you know, one thing that's very hard sometimes, especially for a high school kid, is to be able to have that delayed gratification. You know, we kind of live in this, you know, ready right now, you know, want it right now, microwave society, and that's not where success on the football field is going to happen. It's gonna have to come from that knowing what you want, even though it's a little ways down the road, but it's going to be here before you know it. And so really setting those goals. I mean, we're going to sit down with our guys and create clear goals on weight gain, on strength gains, and then really lock it in like we haven't before. You know, focus on eating right, sleeping right, taking care of my body, doing all the small things that can give me an edge, because, you know, we play in a good, hard physical region, and all those things are important to creating success from your program. And so got to have some leaders that step up within that as well. And I like what I see from a maturity standpoint and leadership capabilities from some of our younger guys, and kind of being able to rise into that role of knowing what you want and just being able to go out there and compete and get it.
Some of those things can't take place at the facility. You mentioned eating right, sleeping right, doing the things outside of the Aggie Performance Center and outside of this field house. How do you keep tabs on that?
It could be a challenge, you know, and I think a big part of that is just really challenging these guys, looking them in the eye, challenge them as a young man to, you know, what is it that you actually want? If it's something that you want, then it's got to be worth working for. It's got to be something that you take serious, that's very important to mm-hmm. you. And so, you know, figuring out and challenging these guys with that and trying to help them have a little bit of that vision for themselves of this is where we want to go, and this is the roadmap to get there. You know, I think that's going to be the key for us, I think, is kind of having the group within themselves. And we're going to sit down with the team. We're going to make clear goals. We're going to sit down with guys individually and make clear goals of what they're trying to work for, and then really challenge them and hold them accountable to it.
Talk about the Aggie Nutrition Center, which is inside of the Aggie Performance Center over there near the locker room. What are some things that you guys would need to make sure that, at least while they're here in the summer and the off season and working out, to make sure the guys are getting bigger, faster, and stronger?
Yeah, I mean, nutrition is definitely key, and you know, if these guys are coming in and working and training the way that they need to and the way that they're going to, man, that for most of them, I mean, you cannot eat enough food, and so we're going to try to find ways. We're going to be looking for ways to partner with people and raise extra money and do things, you know, to provide extra protein shakes, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, just, you know, any extra calories and protein that we can get in our guys, I think is going to be really important. And so, you know, you'll probably see a few car washes or little fundraising things. And a lot of that money is going to be put towards what are the important things that can help give us an edge and give us a confidence boost. I mean, in the weight room. And so we're going to focus on those really vital things of becoming a good football team, and really lock in and go to work.
All right, Coach. Great talking to you, man. Best of luck tomorrow night on the road at Glenwood.
Hey, thank you, Jeremy. Go Aggies.
Go Aggies. All right, that wraps up the Coach Smelly Show. Again, Aggies on the road tomorrow night at Glenwood Academy. Our coverage starts at 6:30.
Thanks for listening to the Coach Smelly Show, presented by Radio Alabama Sports. Follow all season long on the official home of the Sylacauga Aggies, the Coosapines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. On WSGN, the Aggie Sports Network Facebook page, SylacaugaAggies.com, and the Radio Alabama app.